And now bring your legs together so your feet rest on their tops. And bring your hands alongside your chest, palms flat, elbows close to your sides, elbows extending down a bit towards your feet. For the cobra, bring your forehead to the floor and imagine elongating your whole spine. So your navel is your anchor point, and you're lengthening your legs away from it in one direction and your crown away from the pelvis in the other direction. When you're ready, inhale, brush your nose, extend your chin, and slowly come up one vertebra at a time into the first position of the cobra, meaning that if you lifted your hands from the floor, your spine would stay curved. If you take a breath in, the air entering your lungs actually allows you to lift a little bit higher, and then as you exhale, you can sort of feel that resilience in your spine. Try that again, breathing in. You feel that rising, and as you exhale, so the spine is nice and fluid. One more time, breathe in. And then bring your hands back to the floor alongside your chest, elbows in close, and slowly come back down, brushing your chin and your nose and your forehead. Now either rest on your cheek with your arms alongside your body, or perhaps try a more extended pose, in which case, after lengthening the body, we'll once again inhale, brush nose, extend chin, slowly come up one vertebra at a time into that first position. Take a breath in, and then continue to press on the palms of your hands, coming up one vertebra at a time. Now this is not a push-up, since the pelvis stays close to the earth, but rather we're lifting the heart, lifting the throat, keeping the pelvis well anchored, and breathing with happiness. When it's time to come back, do so one vertebra at a time. Lay your spine down incrementally, and we will finish by brushing chin, then nose, then forehead. Now, rest on your cheek, arms alongside your body, totally letting go, and noticing the quality of your breath after the cobra, a sense of openness, spaciousness, a sense of stimulation from scalp all the way down into solar plexus. We like to stretch the neck after the cobra, so come up onto your elbows, lace your fingers together behind the back of your head, and draw your chin in toward your chest. And then release. Bring your chin in your right palm, left hand to the back of your head, look up to the right. And release, chin in left palm, right hand to the back of your head, look left. And release. Bring both hands alongside your chest and carefully press up onto hands and knees, sitting back toward heels in one of our three resting poses to ease the lower back. So either the hare, the child's pose, or the chin and hands pose. Then kneel just a bit forward. Bring both feet to one side or the other so you can come back into sitting. Scoot a little forward on your mat. Keep your feet flat and your knees bent, and hug in your thighs. And then as you keep hugging your thighs in, start
sliding your legs straight. Or if you're on your sticky mat, walk your feet. Keep hugging in, hugging in, hugging in until your legs are as straight as possible with your arms still beneath them. At that point, release your legs and let the backs of your knees drop toward the floor. They'll kind of squeeze your fingers right out from underneath. And then reach forward to where you can comfortably take hold. If you have your strap handy, your necktie, you can use that around your feet as a bit of a pulley and extend your breastbone towards your toes. You can also do that just with the end of your mat. Use that as a little pulley around the feet. Draw breastbone toward toes. Don't let your chin drop or the back round. So rather, imagine that you're lengthening your upper body over the legs. As you do this, if you draw your toes a little bit towards you, extending out through the heels, you'll increase the stretch along the backs of your legs. Very nice. Now, if you're using a prop, release and take hold where it's comfortable. Could be knees, shins, ankles, could be your big toes, or it could be your feet. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, relax down. Take a breath or two before releasing the legs, letting the back gently round. And then inhale, reach beyond your feet as you come up. Kind of watch your fingertips as you raise the arms. Bring your hands behind, fingers facing away, and lean back a bit. If it's comfortable in the head and neck, relax your head back. Taking a breath or two. And now sitting up, come a little forward so you have room to lay back. Come back onto your back, hug the knees in close. Lace your fingers together, support your head in your hands, dropping your elbows out to the floor on either side. Breathe in, and as you exhale, drop both knees to the right, turning head the left, and relax. Inhale, knees up, and over to the left, turning head to the right. And then rolling onto your side, we'll prepare for relaxation.